You're listening to SBS News.
A French court on Wednesday convicted 14 people of crimes ranging from financing terrorism to membership of a criminal gang in relation to Islamist attacks in 2015 against the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine and a Jewish supermarket. The trial has reopened one of modern France's darkest episodes, just as another wave of Islamist attacks on home soil this autumn, including the beheading of a schoolteacher, prompted the government to crack down on what it calls Islamist separatism. Before the verdicts were announced, Charlie Hebdo lawyer Richard Malka was confident that justice would be served.
What I'm saying today is that we need to win. You need to win. Everything is possible, and of course I believe we will win, but in order to win, we need to fight.
On the 7th of January 2015, brothers Saïd and Sharif Kouachi stormed Charlie Hebdo's offices in Paris, stating, "We have avenged the Prophet Muhammad. We have killed Charlie Hebdo." The Kouachi brothers then escaped in a getaway car and drove to Port de Pantin, hijacking another car and forcing its driver out. As they drove away, they ran over a pedestrian and shot at responding police officers. Twelve people were killed and 11 injured that morning. 2 days later, a third attacker, Amidi Koulibaly, killed a policewoman and then four Jewish hostages in the hyper-cacher kosher supermarket in a Paris suburb. Like the Kouachis, Koulibaly was killed in a shootout with police. Lassana Bathili, then aged 24, was working in the stockroom of a supermarket when Koulibaly stormed in. Before opening fire and taking hostages, Koulibaly told choppers, "You people are the two things I hate most in the world. You're Jewish and French." Bathali, a Muslim employee of the Jewish supermarket, directed about 15 shoppers into the basement, where he hid them in a cold storage room during the four-hour siege. Upon hearing the verdict on Wednesday, 5 years after the attack, Bathali said the trial was necessary for healing to begin.
My thoughts go to all the victims. It was important for this trial to happen, for the relatives to be able to mourn their lost ones. It's been 5 years. We had to wait until today. It was important for this trial to take place.
Among the 14 accomplices sentenced on Wednesday was Hayat Boumediene, the former wife of Islamic State gunman Koulibaly, who was described during the trial as her husband's logistician and one of three defendants tried in absentia. Believed to be still alive and on the run from an international arrest warrant, prosecutors referred to her as an Islamic State princess. Boumediene fled to Syria and is believed to still be alive. The judges convicted Boumediene, 32, of financing terrorism and belonging to a criminal terrorist network and sentenced her to 30 years in jail. The two men who spirited her out of France, who were also tried in absentia, are thought to be dead, although one received a sentence of life in prison just in case. 11 others were present and all were convicted of the crime, with sentences ranging from 30 years for Ali Riza Polat, described as the lieutenant of the virulently anti-Semitic market attacker Koulibaly, to 4 years with a simple criminal conviction. A 14th accused, Mehdi Belhussein, was not sentenced on Wednesday because the court considered him to have already been convicted at a separate trial in January. After Wednesday's ruling, Charlie Hebdo's lawyer, Mr. Malka, said the verdicts were a necessary step in the mourning process.
It's the end of something today. It has been painful, incandescent. It's been a step in the mourning. It was necessary and indispensable. It's the end of something, but I also hope that this is the start of something else. I have felt, I think, and I hope, at least I believe so, a realization, an awakening, a will to act by citizens against a danger that kills and which wants to impose fear and terror. That danger is not Islam, it needs to be clearly said.
Ce n'est pas l'islam, et il faut le dire clairement.
The attacks claimed by Al-Qaeda and Islamic State laid bare France's struggle to counter the threat of militants brought up in the country and of foreign jihadists. The presiding judge told the court, "The fact of choosing victims precisely because they were journalists or a member of the security forces or of the Jewish faith clearly demonstrates in itself their desire to sow terror in Western countries." Terrorism-related charges were dropped for six of the defendants who were found guilty of lesser crimes. After Wednesday's ruling, the magazine's lawyer described the defendants as part of a nebulous support network that enabled the attackers to spill blood.
We hadn't come here with a desire for vengeance, but with the wish to understand, the wish to see justice be carried out. That's what happened here. Some sentences are heavy, very heavy, and of course, one can never be ecstatic about it, but sometimes it's necessary.
On the eve of the trial's opening, Charlie Hebdo, which has long tested the limits of what society will accept in the name of free speech, reprinted the cartoons that had stirred outrage in the Muslim world when they were first published by a Danish paper in 2005. A month later, history teacher Samuel Paty was decapitated by a teenage Islamist who said in a recorded message that he was avenging Paty's use of cartoons in a class on civil liberties. Abdullah Abuyedovich Anzarov, an 18-year-old Muslim Russian refugee of Chechen ethnicity who beheaded Paty, was shot and killed by police minutes after the attack. The attack on Mr. Paty polarized the French people and politicians alike, and also led to a public debate on how Islam should be integrated or assimilated into French secular society. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.